Hi, good morning. And so now you know, in case you were new and you were wondering who those two crazy people are, I am the product of that. So I did actually grow up here. I was here until from the ages 3 to 13, and now I'm back. And now you can't get rid of me because I'm here. And you can try, but good luck. So now you know me. My name is Liberty. I have two brothers. One of them is with me today. Contrary to height differences, I am older. I am older. My older brother is not here today because we have added a new family member to the family, which I have gotten permission to show you today. This is Lyra May, my niece. So I'm going to just let you stare at that for a while. Because she's adorable, and I can't help but show her off. And then that is my family, plus two extras, because why not? So now that we are through that, we are going to be in Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. If you have your Bibles with you, feel free to go ahead and turn there, or if you use your electronic device, I do that often. So I don't know about you, but I get distracted very easily. I can think of at least three instances within the past weekend. I was learning to dance, and I turned around, I was like, I don't actually know what they're saying. I'm gonna need somebody to repeat that. I get very distracted very easily. The more you get to know me, the more you will realize that. So I was on the phone with a friend this one day. And she was, I don't actually remember what she was telling me, maybe because I got distracted. I think that my distraction, where my multitasking is just basically organized distraction, it doesn't ever end well for me. But I think I'm doing really well until I heard her say, well, what do you think about that? So I just listened to you for 20 minutes and I have no clue what you just said to me. I was a little busy. I got an email and I wanted to read that and respond to that instead of listening to you. I'm sorry. We're still friends. It's all good. But I lost focus of the one thing that was needed in that moment, a relationship with my friend who needed me in that moment to just listen to her and just love on her. I lost focus of the main thing. And I think sometimes we tend to do that in our relationship with Jesus. And in today's text, we'll see how work can sometimes distract us from the one thing that is truly needed in our lives, and that is a relationship with Jesus. So, Luke 10, 38 through 42, I'll be reading from the NIV version today, says this. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her to help me. Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. Lord, I just thank you for this day, and I thank you for how you've brought us all together, Lord. There's such power and unity as we come together to glorify your name. Lord, I pray that just in these next few moments that we're together, that you just open our hearts to receive what you have for us today, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Preparation is beautiful. I love it. And I believe that the Holy Spirit, I firmly believe that the Holy Spirit works through preparation. When we lean into the Lord and as we prepare to do something, I believe that the Lord honors our preparation. So, was Mary wrong for preparing a meal, working? No. But she was distracted. Jesus was sitting right there wanting to meet with her, and she just walked right by him because she was focused on making things look perfect and pleasing and beautiful that she did what we do so often, just walk right away from a moment where Jesus is sitting saying, child, come here. I want to sit with you. I want to have a relationship with you. Wait for the work. I want you right now. So we let the work become a distraction. She just missed the main reason because she wanted it to be perfect. So preparation's not bad. Do it. Love it. It's beautiful. Don't neglect the preparation, I think, that we need it, because the Lord rewards it. And the work that I have in work for the Lord has become a very beautiful and rewarding thing for me. I have had the honor since October to be with some of your children in Kids Church. They're amazing. Thank you for letting me spend time with them. There are so many, I hear a lot of things. I love them. My favorite was, I don't even remember what was happening. We were prepping for the Christmas play, and it was loud, and one of them just looked at me, and she goes, no, you're a child of God. Know who you are. I was like, oh, okay. Sorry. I am so sorry. She's like, yeah. Okay. So very rewarding. So thank you for that opportunity. But the one thing that I have to remember is that what God has called us to do, or what he's asked of us, should not become our identity. Our identity is in Christ. What we do, that work, that label, that position we have, that is not who we are, because that can be gone in a moment. Who we are is a child of God, and everything flows from our identity found in Christ, from our relationship with him. Because God didn't create us to do work. He created us to have a relationship with him. From that relationship, work flows. He wanted you not because of what you can do for him, but because of who you are, not anything else. That's why he came to earth and why he died for us, why he came to save us, why he took that penalty for us, because we deserve death for what we do. But he took that and he saved us from that just because of who we are. So he loved you not because of what you can do, but who you are. So we're going to go back into the text. I enjoy this part for some reason, just a little slip, that Mary was present. We don't really see her saying much, that she just kind of sat at the feet of Jesus and listened. I want to think that maybe she kind of argued with her sister. I kind of do this with my brother. Sorry. But I don't argue with him verbally. I glare at him, and I make faces at him. So maybe Mary was just sitting there glaring at Martha, like, mm-hmm, okay, sure, like, I tried to help you. That Miss Perfectionist over here kind of threw me off, and I was like, I'm done. I'm not going to help you. But we see that Mary was postured in a way to receive from Jesus. So back in that time, the posture of a student or a disciple was to sit at the feet of their teacher. So when they were sitting, it showed that they were putting themselves in a humble place beneath their teacher, ready to learn. So for Mary to sit at the feet of Jesus, she was putting herself in a position to hear from Jesus as his student or his disciple. She was ready to listen to him and ready to learn from him, just by the way she put herself, the position she put herself in. So if we want to hear from God, we have to position ourselves to hear from God, which I think we're doing right now, because we came together unified to praise Jesus and hear from him. But the one thing I love about Mary and Martha is that you can't have one without the other. So you need the Martha part of you that gets the work done, focused on preparation, but you need a little bit of Mary in you who is just going to go sit with Jesus and just listen to him and learn from him. Because sitting and not doing work can be a problem. Just like doing work and not sitting with Jesus can also be a problem. You can't have one or the other, it's both and. Because everything you do flows from your relationship with Christ. So if your relationship with Christ isn't, you're not meeting with him, you're not being with him, you're not learning from him, you're not becoming like him, and that's not flowing out from you. So that is the one thing that is needed today. If you're taking notes, all you need to do is write down, one thing is needed, a relationship with Jesus. I can go home now and have a relationship with Jesus. Just kidding, give me a few more minutes and then you can do that. So a relationship with Jesus is needed. It's the one thing, loving him, following his lead in all things, learning when to just stop in the midst of your work and just sit with him, to learn from him, to hear what he wants you to do next. Because we can't work for God and, let's say, our calling. We can't move forward not knowing where God wants us to go. We need his direction and his guidance in our life. And the first commandment is to love the Lord your God. The most important is to love the Lord your God above all else. In Mark's gospel, we see Jesus talking with a teacher of the law. And in this conversation, the man asks Jesus, which of the commandments is the most important? And Jesus replies in Mark 12:30, love the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all of your soul and with all of your mind and with all of your strength. So, we've established that Mary wasn't in the wrong for doing work for Jesus. She was just distracted and she lost focus of the most important thing. And we don't want to lose focus of the most important thing, which is sitting with Jesus. Jesus doesn't need much from us. He just wants our heart. He just wants us to sit with him and be with him, going back to the relationship over work. Martha and her heart to serve wasn't wrong, but in that setting it was. She was focused on the physical, which will pass away. But we need to focus on the spiritual, like Mary, which is going to last forever. When the kingdom of God comes, when Jesus comes, there we go. Take me now, Jesus. We get to be with him forever. This body is going to fade. So when we focus on Jesus, that's all that's needed. He desires a relationship with us over the work we can do for him, because in Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 23, Jesus says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons, and in your name perform many miracles? Then I'll tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. Relationship over work. It's all we need is a relationship with Jesus. You can do all the work you want, but unless you know him, what's the point? So, I've said it many times already, and I'll continue to say that the one thing is Jesus. It's all we need today, is to make room for him. In today's world, where everything is screaming for our attention, we just need to stop for a moment and focus on Christ. We have these great little gadgets called phones. Great, they connect us to so much, but they numb us of so many other things. They're great, I love them, but they can be so detrimental if we don't focus on the one thing. And in case you haven't noticed, it's January 1st, 2023. If you haven't noticed, welcome to the new year. This is around the time where everybody starts making New Year's resolutions. On my drive-in, I watched three different people running. I was like, oh, good for you. I'm not a runner. Good for you. I was like, it's January 1st. I'll report back in a couple weeks on my way back if I see people running that early in the morning. Again, will not be me. Resolutions are great if we stick to them. So I'm going to give you just one little challenge this year. Just one thing that you can focus on all year. And if you can't tell what I'm about to ask you to do, that is to focus on your relationship with Jesus. Because that relationship, when you put that thing first, everything flows from that. How you treat people will flow from your relationship with Christ. How you love people, how you love your spouse, how you love your kids, how you serve, and even how you give will all just overflow from that relationship you have with Christ. The more you lean into a relationship with him, the more you become like him. And the more you become like him, the more his characteristics begin to flow from you and will show others the love of Christ in everything you do. So as we go into this new year, Let's make more room and let's be more intentional about meeting with our Savior. This morning, I think that we've already positioned ourselves in such a great place to receive from God, but also to minister to Him. We're here because we want to encounter Him. We've come expecting Him. And I believe that He is already here, ready to meet with you. And the greatest news yet is even when you walk out those doors, the presence of God follows you wherever you go. So you don't have to come here to meet with Jesus. Still do. It's great. But you can meet Him in your car on the way home. You can meet Him in a restaurant you go to. You can meet Him in your workplace, in your cubicle, wherever you work. He is there, and He will never leave you, and He will never forsake you. So if we can stand together, we're going to get ready to worship today. Let's start off this new year in the best way possible by taking a moment to sit in the presence of God and just be together in the presence of God.
Here and now, Father, thank you. We're watching a young lady in her car.